The Choice program uses public funds to send low-income kids to private school. Right now, it's restricted to the city of Milwaukee and caps enrollment at around 22,000 students. This plan would expand the system countywide and lift that cap. Richard Lobbs is with the Lutheran Urban Mission Initiative, which oversees several private religious schools that are part of the Choice program. He says if the program goes countywide, more than 50 schools could be eligible, including 7 from his organization. They support this expansion.
We do so in the name of competition. We welcome that competition within our own organization, and we think that competition helps drive improved school performance in all of the different sectors, the public schools, the charter schools, the voucher schools, and the virtual schools.
But voucher critics warn this plan would only further cut funding for Milwaukee's public schools, even though they teach more kids with special needs or discipline problems. Teacher Bob Peterson says that's neither right nor fair, since they have to be more transparent and accountable than their voucher school counterparts.
We need to support our long tradition of public schools in Wisconsin. We need to dismantle this pending dual school system and ensure that all schools that receive public funds have accountability, transparency, and serve all children.
Governor Scott Walker's budget includes a similar provision, but would take it a step further by removing any income limits for the program. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.